They shook hands. This meant the two churches were one.
Lord of the church, we are united in thee, in thy church, and now in the United Methodist Church.
In April of 1968, they shook hands, the Methodist Church and the Evangelical United Brethren Church, more than 11 million members.
Lord of the church, we are united in thee, in thy church, and now in the United Methodist Church.
Before the new United Methodist Church came into being, before many of the dramatic changes in the Christian church of today took place, Europe in 1650. By the time Charles I had lost his head in England, the bitter disillusionment of the 17th century had hardened like a crust over the world of Western Europe. High and mighty of church and state march on with contempt for conscience and for freedom, allowing no man to call his soul his own. The bell is tolling in Christendom. But suddenly they heard a new sound, a call of freedom out of the western horizon. And so they sailed westward to a great new land and a great new hope, a land where a man could dream of freedom, a land where someday every man might live without fear of oppression, where he might worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. And so, Francis Asbury, what will you write back to your brother in Christ about this world to the West?
Dear Brother Wesley, this great new country is stirring with excitement. The people have come to this land of hope yearning for religious liberty, believing that upon this religious commitment they can build a community of freedom and diversity. But this task is demanding a new kind of religious leadership. Most of the English preachers have returned home, but there stands today on the eastern shores of this great continent a small band of men who have heard your charge to freeborn Gerritsen. I let you loose upon the wilderness of America. We have been joined by the German evangelicals. Together we are taking up the challenge. Thomas Koch, Philip Otterbein, Jacob Albright. We are welcome in the homes of the rich, and especially those of the poor. We are friends of the planter, the slave, the frontiersman. But we need unity, and we must become an American church, a new church in a new country by vote of the American preachers. And so we called all the preachers to a conference here in Baltimore on December 24th. My good friend, William Otterbein, assisted in the service of consecration of the first bishop. We now move out to face the rigors of a new continent. Christians committed to religious self-expression in a land of human freedom.
To a man seeking freedom, that exuberant sense of oneness with his world and his time, the teeming towns and villages of the eastern seaboard soon began to feel crowded, noisy, frustrating. Eyes and faces began to turn once more, and suddenly men were on the move. Over the rough Allegheny Plateau, down the westward sloping mountains, across the wide Missouri, pushing forever onward, probing, exploring, searching, always the westwardness of man, seeking a new life and a new song out of the lonely reaches of the frontier.
Shannon! Journal of Peter Cartwright, June 8, 1836. Visited Johnson clan today, three brothers and their wives, two sons and a daughter. I thought to myself, where will these young people get an education in this wilderness? I can almost hear the Lord saying to me, Brother Cartwright, build me a college. Build me a whole string of academies and colleges. Let's have Christian education, Brother Cartwright. Yes, that's what the Lord keeps saying. Christian education all the way to the Pacific. All right, Lord, we'll start building colleges, a dozen or more. But there's no preacher around here but me. I leave little bands of Christians here and there to be a church, to teach, to nourish a Christian society. But Lord, it's not easy. This prairie's a lonely place. It shifts and changes. And yet, change is life. Isn't that right, Lord? A church that can change and grow with the people. The church is here. It's here, thank God, right on this lonely frontier.
Passing years began to rumble strangely, and in the dim distance, men heard the forgotten words of John Wesley re-echoing like thunder. That most despicable of all villainies, the African slave trade. Almost before we knew it, the dark clouds were gathering. In the rainy streets of northern industrial towns, in the pine woods and cotton fields of the South, men whispered and wondered, and gazed anxiously toward the horizon, their hands fastened upon their hearts. Where were you, O church? Where were you while men searched and questioned? You were in the middle mist, bewildered and unprepared. Remember the hymn written for this crisis today, Once to Every Man and Nation? You were being weighed in the balances. Where were you then, O church?
In these times of controversy, in this dread hour of decision, I tell you, good people, God calls us not to compromise with an evil so great as slavery. He will not let our vast frontier be taken over by those slaveholders. Even if it means war, we will not compromise.
This country has two ways to go. Either we stay free, or we go into bondage to those people up north who want to take away our freedom and tell us what we have to do. Did God help us settle a new nation, build a society, so we would surrender to dictators up north? No! Even if it means war, We will not give up our freedom.
The voice of the black man cries out from the cotton fields. Deliver us from the house of bondage. Like the man from Macedonia appearing to Paul in a dream. Come over and help us. I say to you, it is our Christian duty to march down there and free those slaves and crush anyone who stands in our way.
Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. I say to you here today, is peace so sweet that we will let ourselves be trampled by those selfish demons to the north? No! It is God's will that we stand and fight for the honor and glory of our beloved Southland!
Christ, her Lord.
She is his new creation by water and the word.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
All that is within me, bless his holy name.
I was glad when they said, let us go up into the house of the Lord.
I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Hallelujah!
Oh.
recall the events of this century, World War I and the Depression. And in our moral confusion, war came again. Oh man, you are not alone, not a stranger, for love came among us, is still among us. No neat answers but the hand of love. No shortcuts and quick solutions but the heart of love. No dreams, no painkillers, no turn-ons, but the healing of love. O church, look to your world. It's God's world. Don't be timid. Don't lose your courage. A world in anguish and alienation is everywhere. Thank you.
church, you have within you the spirit of the living Christ. Hear him speak to you today through the prophets of our time. For Christ says to you, even as he said through Wesley 2 centuries ago, I let you loose upon the new wilderness.